This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Torah Shows is proud to present the Living Mishnah. It was started a couple of years ago in memory of my father-in-law, Mr. Henry Salem, Zichrono Lebracha. My name is Maimon Elbaz, and we are presenting Mishnah 720 in our Living Mishnah series. It should be a zchus for a full shlema for our dear friend Reuven Yosef in Brina. May you have a complete full shlema. Mazel tov to him for making a siyum today. Okay, so we're trying to use some pictures and cartoons to illustrate Mishnayot. We thank our sponsors, Stanley Shamosh and Chaim Lax. Should be a zechut. We greatly appreciate it. Okay, so the Mishnah today is in Masechet Demai, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. And should also be a zechut for Yitzhak HaLamach ben Shlomo Zichrono Lebracha. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzei Perot Baderech. If someone finds fruits on the road, Unitalan Le'ochlam, we're talking about fruits in Israel, and now he has a suffix, he has a doubt, is this food that's permitted to eat, or no, maybe it's tevel. So it basically has a status of demai, and we have him a law that he should really do hafrasha before eating it. So now he picked it up to eat, v'nimlach latznia, and then afterwards he decided, you know what, I'm not going to eat it, I'll put it down for someone else, I'll put it on the side of the road for someone else to find. So says the Mishnah, lo yatznia ad she'asir. No, siri, you can't just put it down. Once he picked it up, he made the kinyan hagbah, he was planning on keeping it, it's his. So now you can't just put fruits down, which might cause a michshol to others. The Torah is concerned you shouldn't cause a michshol to others. But let's say he picked it up simply that it shouldn't get destroyed or trampled on, and then he moves it over, and then he's patur, he doesn't have to take off the truma, the ma'aser. Says the Mishnah, we have a chidush, a surprising law, that you're allowed to send a gift for someone, a large amount of demai, without taking off the ma'aser, but a little amount you shouldn't. And says the Mishnah, anything that you can't, kol davar she'ein adam rashai lemoicher demai, anything that you're not allowed to sell as demai, which means a little quantity, lo yishlach chaveiro demai, you shouldn't send it to your friend as a gift in demai. So if it's a large quantity, you could. Rabbi Yossi mater bevada, yobavad shiyodihanu. Rabbi Yossi says, though, that you could send Vadai Demai to a friend as long as you tell him to take off the things. And Rabbi Yossi's Mekel in this area. So Tanakama holds, if you can't sell it, which means a small amount, then don't send it as a present. And Rabbi Yossi says that if you tell him, then that's sufficient, that then he'll be able to take it off himself.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.